Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. We've seen it occur in counties across the state. Farmers' markets keep growing and growing, and the local Ag Development Board applies for a grant for a permanent site. That's what's happened for Montgomery County and Mount Sterling. Mayor Gary Williamson.
It's huge. One of the reasons why this is so important is that it's going to give our farmers a permanent home for their farmers market, which where they're at now, they're probably going to have to move, and I think they're good for this year. But the timing was good for this because we're going to be able to build a pavilion for them and have some place that they can actually pull their trucks in, and they can still sell off their trucks, but we'll have a cover over it and have a washing station, this kind of thing.
At the State Ag Development Board June meeting, Mount Sterling was approved for $130,000 in state funds and $10,000 in Montgomery County funds. The local support, says Mayor Williamson, is indicative of the growing popularity of their farmers market.
Yes, very popular. They have large crowds when they have it. And their product is, of course, it's homegrown, second to none. And this mayor does participate in their wares on numerous occasions.
Mayor Williamson is obviously not alone, and the new, more central location near downtown, when completed for next season, should even increase that very popular Farm City connection. We'll be right back.
Did you know the federal government provides more than $150 billion a year in grants, loans, and work study funds to make higher education possible for anyone? Completing the free application for federal student aid, known as the FAFSA, is the first step to getting your share, and it's totally free and takes most people less than an hour to apply.
Go to knowhowtogoky.org and join the conversation on Twitter with hashtag MyFAFSAStory. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Post-Secondary Education.
Gary Williamson, Mount Sterling mayor, is quite aware of the impact of agribusiness on their community. He says their downtown is in the middle of a renaissance of sorts, and he feels the new permanent farmers market pavilion should enhance that relationship even further.
Oh, yes, and we're doing a large renovation of downtown, and we have a thing called Friday Night Live, which it's the first Friday of the summer months, and this fits right in because we're trying to liven up the downtown and bring back some life into the downtown, which was dying, and this is something that is just a tremendous plus for this whole thing that's going on downtown.
Details of groundbreaking construction and project completion were still unfolding when we talked, but he says the community couldn't be happier that the market will be relocating. He said everyone is very appreciative of the State Ag Development Board giving favorable consideration to their project. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.